Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Yo. What up, LOLeros? Oh my God, it's so good to be here. It's your girl, Rachel La Loca. Yeah, feeling a little extra loca today. This is such an exciting day for me. Yo, came off of a big win last night. I didn't win, but the New York Rangers did. And we're going to talk about that in a sec because it's all about these experiences. And I had a hell of a one last night. Oh boy. It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast. This is episode number 370-something. I don't know. Been doing this for 8 years. There's a lot in the can. Turn me up. We hot like an oven, 375. You could bake me till I'm crispy. I don't know what I'm saying, but this is Latinos Out Loud. So all I got to do is come here and be me. And that's who the heck I am. And that's what this show is. Authenticity. It is so nice to be here, you guys. LOLeros, how are you? Hey, sit down, make yourself comfortable, put that vacuum down, girl. You don't need to vacuum while you're listening to my show. Take a load off, why don't you? That's what Latinos Out Loud is all about anyway. Not really taking a load off, but like bringing you to a good place. So join me. There is a lot going on. We are coming off Dominican Independence Day. Que bonita bandera, la bandera dominicana. I'm borrowing a song, okay? Can I, Puerto Rico? Because it just works and we don't have like a bandera song. Although Ralin Rosendo does do a little bit of the flag singing. Okay, that's neither here nor there. But it's very exciting to have celebrated Dominican independence. I got to shout out my girls Sasha Mercy and Glorelis Mora for selling out the United Palace for their Morir Soñando comedy show. Shout out to my friends, okay? Hilarious alums. Speaking of hilarious, I have said this before, Hilarious now has a monthly show at the People's Improv Theater, and we have a show on March 9th. It's a very good show. I have been saying for the longest time that Hilarious should be doing some sort of like musical show. I've asked the Hilarious goddesses, and they have answered because the goddesses, aka the muses of Hilarious, have developed such a good show for you. Please cop your tickets at thepit-nyc.com, or you can go to my profile on Instagram, Rachel La Loca, and my bio has the ticket link. The show is Saturday, March 9th at 8:30 at the People's Improv Theater on 29th Street between 6th and 7th. Shout out to The Pit for having me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a student of comedy. Speaking of which, did you guys peep the last episode? I interviewed one of my sheroes, Maya Rudolph. Shout out to Maya Rudolph and Natasha Lyonne and Shiriko Dunlap. Check out The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy, which is now streaming on Amazon Prime. What a great interview that was. I've watched it, I don't know, like 6 times already. Is that OD? I don't you listen to my episodes 6 times? I do. I just really was inspired, and I shouted Maya Rudolph out, and it's like not often that I fangirl, but am I allowed to fangirl anybody? Like, can I fangirl once in a while? Like, it just came natural to me. Like, the interview wrapped, it was a junket, and they were definitely chasing me out. Like, they had to get to the next media outlet. And I was like, I just have one more thing to say. And I just spilled out my feelings to Maya Rudolph about how much I've learned from her through the years. There's not that many sketch girls that do it. And so when I see them, I must learn from them. And she's one of my 4 sisters. You know what I'm saying? She has paved this path of sketch comedy for those of us that are like students of UCB. Shout out to the Upright Citizens Brigade. 2-time diversity scholarship winner. Okay, just saying, who's flexing me? So I have a great show here today. There's a lot of show. I love when there's a lot of show. That's why I'm talking fast. I'm a little bit of a Micro Machines guy today. Oh, get the Micro Machines. You remember that commercial from like the 80s, 90s? Anyway, nostalgia.com here at Latinos Out Loud. So aside from that, let's talk about the New York Rangers real quick. Okay, so shout out to somebody very special in my life who is just bringing amazing experiences into said life. And he brought me to the New York Rangers game last night, and I didn't really know what to expect. Like, how many times have I been to Madison Square Garden? I don't know, a lot. First of all, it's like all renovated. It's been a minute since I've been there. The garden has really bloomed, I have to say. It's beautiful with that like bridge and everything. So let's talk about the New York Rangers real quick. Okay, shout out to you for the win. I don't remember the team you fought, like, I don't know what you say, played against. Not fought, but there was fighting, and I want to talk about that too. Mm-hmm. So I guess I expected, you know, sportsmanship. I expected, like, you know, people like you know, hitting each other with hockey sticks and stuff. But I got so much more than that. Okay, let's talk about this goal song. There's a goal song, you guys. Like, when they get a goal, it's like, goal, I'm not going to do it. But the part that I love about the song is the, hey, 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 hey. And I got it, like, by the third goal. I just wasn't invited to this rehearsal because 18,006 people in Madison Square Garden were saying the same thing at the same time. Como si fuera nada, like, como si fuera, like, you know, guys, ready? 2, 3, 4. And it was, like, so in unison that it was just, like, amazing to be a part of it. Like, the energy there was crazy. I think the, like, last time I felt that kind of energy was Larry Johnson's 4-point play, which I was there for, okay? Albeit in limited view, I was obstructed by a column, but I was still able to see it. The energy there was electric. It was so much fun. Like, F-U-N, capital F, capital U, capital N. I can't wait to do it again. And that rhymes, bars. So I was really excited to have experienced that for the first time, and I really recommend it. And I hope to be back. Now, let's just talk about the Latinos, or lack thereof, who are fans of the NHL. Like, guys, open your eyes. That rhymes too. A lot of bars today. I just think it's like a sport that maybe isn't so accessible to the Latino community, but we need to do something about that. More to come on that. I am working with some people who want to do stuff about bringing Latinos into the mix. Shout out to Isabel. We're going to be working together soon on some NHL stuff. And now that I've experienced the NHL, like, now I really want to, like, get down. Okay, let's do this. Go Rangers. Let's go Rangers, baby. Whoop, whoop. Okay, even got a hat. Now I have a hat to match. So there's that. And then the other shout out that I want to do right now is shout out to CUNY Brooklyn College. Oh my God, Brooklyn Zoo. Like, yo, they are showing me so much love, like really rolling out the maroon and gold carpet for me. I just am having so much fun teaching advanced radio and podcasting. Shout out to all my students. I know you're listening to this episode because I put Latinos Out Loud on their coursework. I mean, come on, I need the listens and the downloads. And yes, the professor can assign her own podcast as coursework. But I do it because of who we are, what we're doing for the Latino community. The whole reason why I, you know, began this whole thing is because there was a void in the space. Because 8 years ago, when you searched for Latino podcasts, there were all but three that popped up. And now there's a ton, which is so great, and there's room for a lot more. So here's what I want to say about that. You know, teaching this class has really helped me develop this curriculum and this, like, unique structure that I would like to share beyond the classroom. So your girl is working on some sort of master class or some sort of, I don't know, I don't call myself a master, but, like, some sort of class outside of Brooklyn College where you and you, and you, and you, and you, and your mom, if you want to start a podcast, holler at me at Rachel La Loca. I got something special in my sleeves. Can you see it? Like, there is something special. Hello? Okay. So there is something special developing, and I'm really excited to share that with El Mundo Entero. I have some great guest speakers that have come through to the class. Shout out to Ana Maria Sayer, who is the producer of the NPR Tiny Desk series, who's also co-host of Alt Latino, which is the longest running Latino podcast. Like, when I did a search back then, remember those three that popped up? They were one of the three, and it's still going. And they really cover the Latin music scene, like, amazingly. So, and to the rest of my guest speakers, shout out to Bryant Pino from SiriusXM, and also shout out to Kevin Montano, AKA Pills, the founder of Creative Media and the Latin Mix Awards, and Dominicana Music Week, which is coming up. So go to DominicanaMusicWeek.com if you want to learn about that. If you're an artist in the mix, you should know about this, okay? Bars, I'm telling you, that's three so far. Who's counting? Dominicana Music Week is an amazing conference that takes place in the Dominican Republic, and basically artists are matched up with labels and all the music people that you need to have a successful career. It's also an amazing networking opportunity. And shout out to Popi, mi tío Porfirio Piña, who's also running that with Kevin Pills Montano. Okay, so those are my shout outs. I'm really excited to now bring on two guests. Speaking of Dominicanos making moves and moving the needle, I have two here next to me. So I'm really excited to introduce two actors that are stars of an amazing film, a sequel to another film that is coming out shortly. One has already done a very successful festival circuit run, and the other, I'm sure, will do the same. Mangua Key 2. Please welcome Francesca Pujols and Kevin, help me with your last name again.
Ben Cosme.
Kevin, I'm going to keep it real, and I don't want to chop up your last name, even though you taught me how to say it a few minutes ago. Ben Cosme. How are you?
I'm good.
It is so nice to have you guys here. Welcome to Latinos Out Loud.
Thank you for having us.
Both films, and apparently I saw Mangu Aki before you guys have seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen part two yet.
Qué privilegio.
Me neither.
Wow. Yes. Okay, but you were in it, so like you kind of know.
I know what happens.
I know my part.
I read it, you know. Yeah. I know what happens. Kind of like reading like a book.
Yeah. So okay, there's a lot of questions that I have after seeing the film. I mean, first of all, can you tell everybody about your characters that you portray in the film? You want to start off, Francesca?
Yes, of course. I play Katrina. I play Katrina in Mangua Key. You know, she's a empowered professional. She's pretty much, I mean, she grew up in the States. She's born in Dominican Republic with parents, but they brought her when she was a baby. What else? She's a love interest of Roberto. What I love about Katrina is that she's not the traditional Dominican that cooks. You know what I mean?
Wait, elaborate on that. Tell me about the traditional Dominican.
Like, you know, traditional Dominican that cooks, that try to make sure that everything is perfect in the house. And she works. She's an independent woman. Of course, she's the support of Roberto, but she's just herself.
Mm. Like my parents say growing up, ella es latina de lata.
Oh, wait, translate for exactly. Those of us that are only half Dominican.
Meaning she is a Latina that makes spaghetti out of the can, not out of, you know, natural ingredients or whatever.
Ah, okay. Like oh, that. Okay.
Yeah, you know
okay.
What I'm saying? Like a Chef Boyardee type, yes. You know?
I ain't not wrong with no Chef Boyardee, all right?
Hey, I grew up on it.
SpaghettiOs. You know?
I grew up on it. The ravioli used to slap.
The raviolis. You know? Oh, my God.
I was
yes.
There.
Okay, so Kevin, tell us about your character.
Roberto.
It's a typical novela name, right?
It is. Even the way you say it is like dramatic. Tell us about Roberto.
Sure. So Roberto. Before I start, I want to say I learned a lot just watching you do that intro. That was amazing.
Like, really?
I don't know how you keep up all that energy.
What'd you learn? And I'm tired. This is like nothing. I'm like on 7. Usually I'm on 10.
After doing that performance, like I would be tired too. I would have burnt out. So I just want to say kudos to you.
Oh my God, Kevin. I'm tired from the Rangers game. Like I you know, it was a late night, a lot of celebrating.
A lot of yelling, yeah. That's what happens when we win.
Hey, 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 I can't stop. Okay, stop.
Oh, okay, so back to Roberto. Roberto is the main character of Mangua Key.
Lover boy?
Typical lover boy, but when you can't find hopeless romantic.
Ooh, I love that.
Typical hopeless romantic.
Aww, I love that so much.
30 years old, just like me, looking for love, just like me, found somebody unlike me. And
so you're single. Ladies, you heard that? Drop the handle, Kevin, real quick.
Kevin Dapinkos, man, holla at me.
Okay, there's some sort of love that happens here, I'm just saying, I'm a Chuck Woolery the game, okay? I love a love connection, so sure. I better be invited to the wedding or something.
Or lust. We could. Well, that's fine,
Oh, so
too.
You're looking for lust as well. That's fine.
I'm looking for both, you know?
Okay.
You know?
You never know.
You never know.
Well, hopefully you get the package because, like, lust and love equals, like, true love, right?
Can you have love without lust, though?
Can you have love
after
without
that,
lust?
It's just a friendship, right?
It starts with lust.
Are we getting deep on the Latinos All Out podcast right now?
I mean, Latinos and love go together.
Oh, my God. Latinos and love sounds like a whole new podcast. Anyway, this is not about Latinos in love.
Yeah,
this is
about Roberto. We can talk about that later. No, but, yeah, like I said, typical hopeless romantic and... you know, if I want to say something happens at the end of Mangua Key 1 that leads to Mangua Key 2, which is what the sequel is all about. I want to say that without spoiling it for anybody that hasn't watched it.
No spoilers. Mm-hmm. I'm telling that to myself because I usually spoil. without even knowing, because I'm excited about these films. First of all, like, we have to celebrate Dominicans in film, okay? DIF, all right? Because there's not that many, okay? Like, seriously, shout out to, like, the Dominican Film Festival and all those festivals that sort of, like, mobilize us and bring us together. But still, we're not, like, you know, we're not, like, in numbers like the rest. So we have to celebrate that. If we could just take a moment and breathe that in, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're making it. You know what I'm saying? So congrats to you guys. Didn't that feel so good to be on set with all those Dominicans? Like, give me some information about that. How'd that feel? Were you guys just waving flags and eating pastelitos all day behind the scenes?
We weren't eating pastelitos, but we were eating Spanish food. It was definitely a good energy to be around so many Dominicans on set doing what we love to do. And everybody came with it. Nobody was slacking off, you know. And yeah, I think that I agree with you. We do need to have more celebration and more exposure. But at the same time, we're on our way.
We are on our way. That feels so good. And also, like, you know, we had a director on the show, Eunice Levi. Shout out to Eunice, my homegirl. She had a film. She's Dominican, and it was Oscar qualifying.
Nice.
You know, so we have to also celebrate those wins as well. So tell me more about being on set. You know, I want to know about your characters. Like, you know, how much did Carlito, your director, give you? Or did he sort of give you carte blanche to be like, here's your character, go be Dominican? Like, what was that like? Did you get directive? And tell me a little bit more about your characters, Roberto, and what's your character?
Katrina,
that's right. Like, their love and, you know, the direction that you were given for the film.
Sure. Right. So, okay, so we have our director, Luke, right?
Luke Bond.
And he makes sure that we rehearsed a few times before getting into set. So we were, like, in a Broadway space or something.
Yeah.
And we were there just imagining that, you know, that we were on set, giving our best, making sure, you know, our attitude were the right one for the character. And then once we were on set, it was such a fun time to be with, you know, with the cast, learning from him as the main character and getting directions from Luke too.
Okay, my bad. I thought Carlito was your director. So Carlito
is the writer.
Yeah. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, and anything you want to add to that, Kevin, about like the direction you were given and how you interpreted it to become your character?
Sure. I mean, the first movie, Maguaki, we did have rehearsals. There wasn't much direction, more trying to understand what Luke's picture was as opposed to do this and do that or feel this way. And stuff with our character. I mean, I personally didn't get much, like, backstory or, like, feeling. It kind of came across in the writing. And, you know, everybody has that side of themselves that I portrayed with Roberto, which is why so many people related to it. In the sequel, Maguaki 2, we didn't have any rehearsals. We kind of just knew what it was. We kind of just, they like canceled all of the rehearsals because of weather and stuff. Like, you know what happens in New York. But we kind of just went on set, kind of knew what it was, and it was kind of like a back to work type of thing.
I mean, one of the things that I really love about both films was, like, it instills this sense of Dominican pride. Because we see some of the behavior that I'm used to being a child of a Dominican mother, mom being very involved, you know, mom being the one that's like, las reglas vienen de mí. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom sets the rules and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mom, who's still setting the rules, okay? I'm still very scared of her, and I'm a grown-ass woman, especially with my kids, you know what I'm saying? She's like, nobody can watch the kids except for me. I'm like, okay, tato. You know, like, I have to listen to that. But just seeing, like, you know, the food and church and, you know, the behavior and bodegas and just trying to make a living here in the United States, yeah, being second generation, our parents coming here trying to, like, find the American way and live the American dream, which isn't always what it seems. Mm-hmm. That's number four for bars. I'm just saying I should be a rapper.
At this point, the mixtape is coming, like.
I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how good it's going to be, but I might just be out there selling them out of the trunk of my car. You know what I'm saying?
Somewhere.
Isn't that what the rappers do?
You got to start somewhere.
You might see me in Times Square going up to your face pushing my tape. And yes, I'm going to push a tape, okay? Because I'm old school like that. TDK, All right, 60 minutes. Put the piece of scotch tape if you want to record over me.
She brought it back.
So, yeah, I really love that feeling of Dominican pride. Really, when I watch anything that stars us or is by us, for us, because it feels so good. It's not something that you always see. So that was the first thing that I sort of gravitated towards, was like all these Dominicanisms and the elements that we don't really see on the big screen. So shout out to y'all. What did that feel like for you? Because you're both actors, like actors, like real actors. So I want to know how that felt, like versus the other projects that are in your repertoire.
Well, first of all, I want to say shout out to Heidi Rosario, who plays my mom. She definitely had a motherly energy to her, which made it easier for me to to play a son. She's definitely one of the highlights of the first film, and I'm sure she did a great job on the second film.
I could tell you, she did.
She did a great job.
Yeah, there was a scene. I mean, there was a few scenes that I want to shout out. Okay, don't spoil it, Rachel. Don't spoil it. Let's go to the church scene. There was that, you know, and I just love the evolution of your relationship with Haiti, because in the first film, it was like, who this trick? You know what I'm saying? Who this trick trying to date my son? You know what I mean? She didn't say that, but like that was the sentiment.
She might have said it just in Spanish.
One of the traditional Dominican women that cooks to her son.
Yeah.
And I was not it.
So. Like, are you good enough for my son? Who are you? You know? So that was interesting, but then to see that character evolve into both of you on the same team, you know, and with everything that Roberto was going through, you were sort of in the same corner. And then, don't spoil it. Should I say this? That part? No?
Yes. So, it was already.
Something happens that they couldn't avoid, and they had to come together.
Something happened that they couldn't avoid that could have been avoided with a condom. I didn't spoil it, right?
Or with the right laws.
Right. Or like, or like with Plan B. I'm not spoiling it. Maybe you're interpreting what I'm saying. And like,
condom, Congress, same thing.
Right. So, of course, the overturning of, RVW. Okay. So you're there with this thing that happened. And like, it was so beautiful because you were both on the same team. And then what happens to Roberto, again, no spoilers, which like ruins his life. Both of you were devastated. I felt that like en mi corazón. That was really, really, you portrayed that beautifully. So maybe you can like hone in on your character development from Manguaki 1 to 2. Were there any things, like anything you did for yourself to have that character evolve? Because that's not easy. You're showing up to set as the same character and you kind of have to tell yourself it's 12 years later or it's 12 years earlier or now she's got a situation. So what are some tips that you can share that maybe you told yourself on how to bring the viewers, us, there along your journey?
Well, I'll start off. So when we did Manguaki 1, I had to commute at least 2.5 hours on train every day.
Then where you live, Arkansas?
No, I live in Dykeman, but we did this. We did this at like the we did this at like the edge of Brooklyn. So I had 2.5 hours every day to just get into character on a train.
True. And getting on the train from Dykeman, I'm sure you kinda saw some Robertos on there.
I know some Robertos. So that helped me get into character and memorize lines and this, that, and the third. But honestly, it's when you're blessed to do what you love as much as I am, it's consistent. It's every day is a new scene. Every day is a new character. It's more like, all right, what am I doing today? What am I doing? Like, I'm acting tonight. And it's like, all right, what am I doing tonight? You know? Yeah. So, it's just stay consistent and it'll come natural to you. Come easy.
How about you, Francesca?
I agree. I feel pretty comfortable with it. You know, I remember when I had the audition, I felt so happy to, you know, to portray a Dominican here in New York and that our people get to see about it, like see more about it. You know, our love story has a twist of something else that's going on, some other things. And so which made it interesting, you know. And for me to prepare for the character, I just feel like I was just analyzing the script. Where am I coming from? What do I want? Just a regular whys that we ask in the scenes too.
I love how you guys met on the track. That was just like so romantic. And then your homegirl on the scene. We all have that homegirl, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really cute. Again, no spoilers. You must watch the film. Okay. So what is something that you'd like the viewer to take away from what you did for both films? Lessons? Yeah, anything that you want us to take away?
I mean, I used to say love. You know, people don't talk about love so much anymore. I just feel like, you know, that the love that you can be there for someone, to support someone until the end. And, you know, you believing in that. I just feel like love is something that makes you do great things in life.
I love that. Yeah. I love love. Don't get me started.
Love, love, too. I'm a Taurus.
You, too? You're a what? Taurus?
Taurus, yeah.
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Virgo.
Well, aren't we represented nicely on the zodiac scale here? Oh, wow. Okay, how about you? What would you like us to take away, Kevin?
Honestly, if her friend is on your side, don't give up.
Simple.
Yeah. Because at first she was like, but her friend was like, nah. And I was like, yeah, listen to your friend, you know? You know? What Drake said, you should let your friend be the voice of reason. He was right.
You know, Drake is really, like, the voice of, like, such reason. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Look at us.
Yeah. Wonderful. Now, I said earlier that you guys are, like, actors, like, real actors. So I'd love to know what other projects you're working on or other things that we can see you in. The Eloeleros want to see more of Kevin and Francesca. Yeah. Where can they find y'all?
Okay, well, go for it. Sorry. Well, actually, I've been working in this film. It's a horror film. It's called 625 River Road.
Ooh, horror.
Yes.
Girl, get it. Girl, get it.
Yes, and it's about this Dominican young lady who comes to the States and she's trying to adapt herself into this new world until she meets her friend Kelly, and she gets obsessed with her. And so a lot of things start happening when she goes away on vacation with her in that big house. And I'm not going to spoil it. So the movie came out in the Regal Theaters last November. And now it's in online platforms. It's in Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Badoo, all of others. We are trying to, present the movie in my country, Dominican Republic, so our people get familiar with us. Since I'm Dominican, you know.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, so that's something that I'm, you know, happy.
I do my own sound effects, in case you haven't noticed. Okay.
Yeah,
that's ad-libs. You're a rapper. That's the ad-libs.
We can't really afford sound effects, really, to be quite honest. Hey, so I do them with my mouth.
It's more exciting.
Make it happen. Burr, 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 burr.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Kevin didn't know what he was in for, I guess. See, I've watched you. I've seen you. I watched you on the Dykeman podcast. Shout out to the Dykeman podcast.
Shout out to the Dykeman podcast. Okay. DP. Shout out to the
okay.
DP.
All right. And so, Kevin, excuse me, you are a Miss Dominican Global.
Yes, Miss Global.
Can
Dominican
we not
Republic.
Forget that, please?
We can't forget that.
Talk about that.
Yes. So I was participating in Miss Dominican Republic Universe last year in September, representing my province, Azua, the country of my parents.
Hi.
And then I came back to the States and I got a call to represent Dominican Republic in the Miss Global. I went to Vietnam in January for like 23 days.
Good morning, yeah. Vietnam. Wow.
Yes.
Woo.
Okay. Xin Xiao.
That's
like
what's up. I hear the massages are really cheap and they're really good.
So good.
Did you get one on the beach?
Fit massage.
Oh my
amazing.
Gosh. I need to go to Vietnam.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. Okay. The food is amazing. I mean, connecting with beautiful people out there, they're just so humble, always trying to help us. And it was such a beautiful experience. I got classified top 10, and I got an award for best fitness body. Hello.
Hey. Hello. That's amazing, you
Period.
Guys. That is so great. What are your, can you give me some fitness tips? Like,
oh, yes. Well, you just said, you know, you eat healthy. That's number one.
Well,
and then just
kind of.
I mean,
you know, take that with a grain of salt. And I mean that literally, more than a grain
literally
of salt, like
mean, yeah.
a whole can of salt.
I mean, as long as you take care of yourself with your diet, and then I usually take some Pilates classes.
Yo, the Pilates. Everybody
yes.
talking about the Pilates. Yo,
I do
Pilates.
Yoga.
I don't say it like that. It's
and
a joke.
And then I work out 4 times a week. So that's, you know, to keep myself on it at least 1 hour every day that I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. We have to kiki on the side because I'm just starting to use the machines at the gym and I feel like a moron. I feel like a dumbass. I feel like an idiot. I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. Like, I met with a fitness trainer twice and I think he taught me how to do it, but like, I don't want to like fuck my shit up. Like, I feel like I'm doing stuff and I may be like messing up a muscle or two and I can't really afford to do that at this age. So let's talk on the side.
You're,
okay.
You're not a dumbass or an idiot. You're inexperienced.
Thank you so much. Gotcha. And I think, thank you. Yeah, like I'm not that experienced with machines, but I want to do more of the like toning and yes. sculpting, as yes. they say. I've never really sculpted more than pottery. So I'm going to do something or like artwork. So I need to be my own artwork and sculpt this this art.
Period.
Okay. Period, right? Mm-hmm. We getting deep
yeah.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there's a lot of applications that you can, you know, download to, you know, check the workouts. YouTube helps too.
Yeah.
In case.
Yeah, yeah. And Kevin, what about you? Like, tell us. Me, you've done a bunch of stuff. You produced a film. You
yes.
acted in a bunch of films. Like,
yes.
talk about it.
I mean, right now I'm working on 12 different projects at once.
12?
12 different
wow.
projects at once. So okay. I'm very busy. I mean, real quick, I'm doing a film called Baggage with Emmy Award-winning editor Rob Vicente. This is a film we started in January 1st, and we're almost done with it. My next film is called Young Love with Deja Vu Films. I'm doing a season 2 of Paper, which is my web series that you can find on Tubi. We're doing season 2 right now. I'm doing a spinoff called Paper Eminence. I just signed on as a producer for a web series based in the Bronx called Two Games. Shout out Alex Hugo. He's currently shooting a film that him and I co-wrote called Big Italy, set in the Bronx.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out the Bronx, that's where I'm from. Damn, I don't want to leave anything out.
That's a lot. You know,
I have a lot.
I'm tired for you.
So I have a notepad in my phone of everything I'm working on, just so I don't forget. It's just a lot. I hope I did leave some people out, but sorry.
It's okay. Save it for the Oscar speech, okay? If
yes.
you leave them out on LOL, it's fine. But just don't forget them on the Oscar speech, okay?
Do you guys do Oscar
speeches in the mirror, or is that just me?
Oh, I've had mine memorized since I was like 15.
Oh my God, that's yeah. so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like totally gonna shout out God first. Like that's God first, right? God, family. Wait, I'm not giving you my Oscar speech because mm-hmm. I'm keeping it in
yeah,
here.
Same
okay.
Here.
This is so great. Guys, will you stick around because I want to play a fun game with you, and I have a special walk-on guest, a surprise. There's a little Manguaki reunion happening.
Okay.
I coordinated it. I did this because I like surprises. I like to be the surprise-or. Sometimes I like to be the surprisee, but I do take more pride in being the surprise-or.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then we're going to play a fun game. Shout out to Tragos. Get loud. Let's get loud. Again, I do my own sound bites. So stick around. We're going to cut real quick, and then I'm going to show you the surprise that I have in store. That was my evil laugh. Did that work or no?
It worked because now I'm nervous.
Okay. No, don't be nervous. This is fun. Only fun times at Latinos Out Loud, okay? So give me one sec. Let's reset. And you too, LOLeros. You'll see the surprise that we have in store in just a moment. And now, a word from our sponsor. Yo, and we're back. I told you guys I had something up my sleeve. I would love to welcome to Latinos Out Loud, amazing filmmaker, actor, writer, Eddie Antonio Castro Jr., okay, who also plays the bodega supermarket owner in Mangú Aquí Dos. You are also associate producer on the film as well. Welcome to Latinos Out Loud.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you. Surprise, guys. It's a reunion.
Yeah.
Somebody get the piñata. I got a piñata for us.
Can
yeah.
I get a...
This is so good. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is so great. It's so nice to see all of you, like, not on my screen and in person. I really loved your character. We were talking earlier about the Dominicanisms. Like,
right.
How many Dominican supermarket bodega owners do we know? There's, like, several in my family.
I think I know 17.
17? How about you guys? Any, like, calculations on how many you know? Or
probably, like, five.
Five.
Five of them.
I know one for sure.
One for sure. Still,
for
that's
sure.
a high number, all of us collectively.
Yeah.
So, okay, but it's so authentically us. You know, so tell me a little bit about your character in Mangú Aquí.
Well, I play the bodega owner, Danny, who's got young Roberto working in the store. And, you know, it comes to the point where Roberto's looking for a little extra and things are tight, so I can't really compensate him for, you know, give him a little extra. So it kind of pushes him and it pushes the plot and in a way affects, you know, Roberto's life going forward. So, you know, I'm the bad guy, basically. It's me, it's my fault.
No, but you play like a good bad guy.
No. In the end, I'm really looking out for Roberto as well. If you watch, you know, you probably catch that there's other, you know, malfeasance or, you know, bad characters that I catch on to. But yeah, I'm the guy that basically pushes them one way, and you know.
I wouldn't say you're the bad guy. You're more like the disciplinarian. But because it's young Roberto, you look like the bad guy.
Right.
From a younger person's perspective. That, yeah.
There was a moment where you were like not the bad guy at all. There was this chapeadora moment in the film. You know, shout out to Frankie Benz.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna do a spoiler, but there was a little bit of a choppy moment, and you delivered on that, which was so fun to watch. And also, we didn't mention that Pio La Distingancia's in the film. Yo, you guys, LOLeros, if you remember 370-ish episodes ago, Pio was one of my very first guests on Latinos Out Loud.
Nice.
Yo, he came to the studio in the Heights and really shared an amazing story about his medical condition and why he looks the way he looks. So dial back into the arsenal, rewind, trash it. Go and check that out. Dig in the crates, and you will see Pio in, like, I think it was like episode 4 or 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's on YouTube as well. And he talks a lot about his condition and why he's doing what he's doing. No spoilers, just check out the episode. Back to you, Eddie. So you're also associate producer on the film.
Yeah.
Can you tell the LOLeros what that means exactly? Like, what was this, like, dichotomy of a role that you had? You were on screen, you're behind the cameras, you went to school for film. So how did that translate with Mango Aquí Tú?
Well, first off, I met Calito in L.A., the writer and producer of the first Mango Aquí and the second one as well. I met them at their premiere.
Oh.
Uptown in, like, Dyckman area.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, because I also just, you know, wrapped up going to film school and had my movie, and I was writing the next one that I shot eventually.
Not just any film school. Shout out to Brooklyn College.
Brooklyn College, that's right.
Bulldogs. Okay. BC, go Bulldogs. Whoop, whoop.
So, you know, I made it the point to go up to him and say, listen, congrats on getting it done. I know how hard it is to get the finances and to put everything together and just, you know, it's a miracle just getting everything, just the logistics of it, everything. So, and he was appreciative and he wanted to know what I was working on, this and that. And so, you know, that's where we met and just kept in contact from there and met each other again, like film festivals and all that. And once I heard he was going for part two, I decided, like, yeah, I want to help out. So, you know, so I got the little title, the associate producer.
That's
so
how
I helped out a little bit, and you know, got a small part, you know, in it as well. The bodega store owner Danny, and yeah, it's fun. It's been such a great experience. It's so cool to be making movies with other Dominicans.
Oh, you know, yes, Dominican snaps.
Just to represent, you know, our people. Yeah. You know, like, we don't have to play certain tropes or stereotypes, you know, although stereotype bodega owner, right?
But but
you know, I mean, my father owned bodegas and supermarkets, so it's not that far from reality, you know.
Yeah, did you tap into that?
Yeah, I channeled my father's spirit. He's still alive, but I channeled his spirit. Yeah, no, it was really cool just to be back in, like, a bodega and feeling like a kid again, sort of, you know, but just, like, trying to be in charge of this, you know. Telling Roberto, like, not this Roberto, younger Roberto.
I remember when, because I'm associate producer as well, and I remember when we were looking for a bodega. It's very hard to find a bodega that will let you film in New York City. Like, there's bodegas that don't mind if you bring a camera in, but to do an actual production, it's very difficult.
Yeah, because they selling that, you know, not so fresh chopped cheese, and they got that special room in the back, and also these bodega cats, they be, you know, head of security of the bodegas and stuff.
Of course. Of course. Of course. And they got surveillance with the Domino's plays on the front. Like, it's a whole, that's actual production, running
that
the bodega.
That is really funny.
You know?
Yeah, we should see more bodega stories. I don't know. But
okay.
I have to say, can I tell people where I met you?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I met Eddie at the Dominican Film Festival. We both had shorts playing in a block. I had my short The Swimmers playing, and he had his short Shots. Say that 10 times fast. His short Shots, his short Shots, his short Shots. His short Shots was also playing, and then we did the Q&A together, and we were down there just Q&A-ing it up. And I'm like, yo, it's like you said, it's really powerful, so powerful. Like, we don't need the numbers, you know what I'm saying? But when these collective minds collect and form like Voltron, huepa coño. Like it's be careful. It's like a powerful Dominican beam. You know what I'm saying?
The
and we're like,
platano.
Boom, platano power, boom, boom. You know, duck. Here comes the platanos. They're flying towards us. Everybody, run! Like, okay, I don't know where my mind is going. But that's where we met, and I was really like taken aback by your film Shots. Do you want to just talk about that real quick? Because it's also having an amazing festival run currently.
Sure, real quick. Yeah, no, like I said, I met Calito, and I was in the middle of writing this thing and still trying to put it together. And we finally shot it last year in June. We took like 5 days, went straight through, had an amazing crew, an amazing cast. The kids, you've seen it, Kevin's seen it. It's like the kids were just great. But, you know, it's about bullying and trying to find your identity and standing up for yourself and just becoming who you are, who you're supposed to be, you know.
Ooh,
in
I
essence.
Love that.
So, but yeah, we've been selected to 7 film festivals so far.
Whippa, you heard that? 7 laurels. That's nice.
And, you know, won a few awards here and there. It's been a good run, and hopefully we get to hear back from a few other festivals as well.
Congratulations. One of those awards being Best Director of the Mott Haven Film Festival.
Sure, yes.
I do my research, people. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Okay, I do my research.
Also the main lead, Antonio, who plays Daniel, he's won 2 Best Actor awards.
Deservedly so.
You know, shout out to him. Shout out to the whole cast. They were great.
Those
were
kids.
So one of those of which
great.
I was nominated
I
for.
Love
don't forget.
Really?
For Mangoki. Yeah.
That's so great, Kevin.
The Mott Haven Film Festival, I hosted it. We were nominated for the same awards.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, I mean, we're like killing it, you guys. just saying. Okay, so I invited you all here today, obviously, to do the show. But now it's time to turn it up a notch and get loud with tragos. Are you guys down to play a game? I love games. Like, I love games. Awesome. Not like stupid games, like, you know, nonsense games, like board games and stuff. Okay, so this is, I don't play no games, okay? No games, you know, the Serrani song. Okay, I love reggae. So this is how it works. Okay, you guys, maybe you know how to play, maybe you don't. Maybe you know how to play at home, but tragos basically is, there's a word on this card, and we're going to break up into teams, if that's okay, right? I just think it's very even here. Yeah, stop cheating, y'all.
Oh, sorry.
Not that I'm going to use this card for the game anyway. This is just a sample, i.e. So there's a word on the card, and there's a very technological advanced timer here. Sands in the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Anybody? No? Okay.
I caught that.
Yeah. So remember, I used to be obsessed with Days of Our Lives. But so there's a word on the card that we have to guess. And so we're going to break up because it's evenly distributed here, testosterone, estrogen-wise. So it'll be guy, girl, guy, girl. And you have to, like, get your teammate to guess the word. And I guess you could use anything you want. Hand gestures, sound effects, like Morse code, whatever you got in your pockets, okay?
Big white beard.
Anything. I mean, could you stop? Like, or do you want to do a practice one?
No,
that's
no,
fine.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna give everybody a handful of cards. Let's do this. I'm not looking. Well, you could do either the, you know, whatever side you want. But here you go. And you have to. Somebody has to give, and someone has to guess. Okay. Do you want to give or guess?
I have no idea what we're doing.
Oh, okay. So.
it doesn't matter. I'll do the.
I think you should guess, and you should give.
Okay.
I think you will be better at presenting.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I saw the body language. Is that my energy?
That's, yeah,
okay.
That is
my energy. I do a lot of, you know, I do a lot of that. Okay. Kevin has called me out. He figured out my energy, and that's what you get 24/7, okay?
I got you.
All right, so let the games begin. Ding, ding. Okay, that was a terrible bell. Maybe we can insert a bell. I don't know. Can we afford a bell? Thank you. That was a good bell.
I do things.
You do things? Yeah. That's so great. Okay, let's do some things here. I'm going to let the guests go first, because, like, okay. I mean, you're a guest, too, but, like, I'm not, so, like, let them go first. Okay.
Since I picked who does what, you should pick who does what here.
Thank you so much. Aren't we, like, a nice little referee duo here?
You know, I mean, we're matching, so, you know.
Speaking of referees, those referees last night on skates, they have a really hard job, those, like, New York Rangers. Like, oh, my God. They're like, shoom, shoom,
shoom.
They got
to be skaters and fighters and lovers.
You gotta love what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And watch those pucks. Like, they're coming everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. It's such a contact sport. Anyway, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's put some time on the clock and on your mark. Get set, flow.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, we'll put some time back on the clock. For the delay, we are fair here. Okay, you guys, do you wanna do like a pre-game like huddle?
We're good to go. We're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Okay. On your mark, get set, blow.
A person who works with the patients.
Doctor?
No.
Nurse? Therapy? Therapist?
No.
He
does the, you know, opening and
then. Surgeon?
Yes, surgeon.
Keep going, right, girl. Keep going. You got this.
A cup. A waiter. Bartender.
A drink that is really familiar, like it's really
Martini.
Famous. No.
Margarita.
Yes.
Margarita, okay. Cool.
Said the bartender.
You know?
Person who cooks.
Chef.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Person who teach.
Teacher.
Okay. Oh, you got it. You're good.
Farmer.
Está hecho de harina.
We have to ask the judges
harina,
about that one.
Redonda.
Tortilla.
No. Dulce. Pita. Le echan pasas.
Pancake.
No.
Flan.
No, a los niños les gusta.
I don't know, pass.
Hecho de harina.
Pass.
Cookies. You know what we eat after we have dinner?
Dessert?
Yes. Oh my God. The opposite of beautiful?
Fair.
Okay, what else? What else? Ex-husband of Angelina Jolie.
Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Time is up. You did really well. Yeah. How many did you think? Four?
Was it five? Five or six?
No.
All of those except one. Yeah. All of those except one.
I do want to ask the judges about someone who teaches, teacher. Maybe judges, are we going to give that one to them or are we going to maybe evaluate, watch the replay?
I think we should get it.
Technically right.
Call official review? Official review?
Yeah. Wait,
right. I think we should get it.
Okay, we're gonna slow-mo and we'll get back to you on the review.
Like, one who teaches.
That was slow.
That was good. Okay, do you wanna huddle real quick? Any strategy you wanna talk about?
I think we should just go for it.
Should we do it in English or Spanish or Spanglish or Chinese or
whatever, universal.
Swahili? Okay, yeah. Okay, let's do this. Okay, would you mind flipping? And I'm gonna not, I mean, should we do the green side or I won't look at the card. I'm fair. Okay.
And
you are?
And action.
Okay. This is like an ugly frog.
Toad.
Yes. Okay. This is, oh my God, I'm so addicted to this, but you drink this in the wintertime, like when you're skiing. It's so cute. And like,
cocoa.
Yes. Okay. This is something you put together like with pieces.
Legos.
And sometimes they come 350 pieces, sometimes 500.
Puzzles.
Yes. Okay. This is, oh my God, I use this every morning. I have a Dominican one. I put my rolos on and I sit underneath it and like does this to my hair. Didn't say it. Yes. Very good. Okay. Oh, you really have to have this. Like, you know, the doctors told me I wouldn't be able to have babies, and I was like, all I needed was this and some semen. But like, yeah. Okay, no. pass. hope. Okay. You get this like TGI Fridays. It's an app, and it comes with cheese and beef, and you can get it supreme or not so supreme. You know, like
tacos.
Wow. Okay. Time is froze.
Time
Look,
is
we
froze
time. I've never frozen time before. Hello, God. Okay. Let's do. Okay, it's going. It's going. It's going. Okay, did we get that one? Like what you order on the app?
Yeah, I guess, but
no,
I
do want to. It's kidding.
Okay, so okay, time out. So we have to do this over again. Gosh, we were on a roll, but we got to be fair. Okay. Hold on. Okay, let's do this again.
I'm gonna be fair here.
We got this. We got this.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, technical. We'll do the review again.
All right, you guys ready?
Ready. Here we go. Round two, fight.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Dale.
Okay, yeah. I do this like she does it 4 times a week. I'm lucky if I do it like 1 time a week at the gym. To lose weight.
Workout.
Yeah. Oh, it's another word for that. Like the actual thing.
Run.
Yeah. No, but that's a type of.
Training.
Oh, gosh. Pass. Okay. Oh, in Spain, they do this dance, and it's also a bird.
Flamenco.
Yes. Okay. You eat a lot of these. I've seen.
Plantains?
It's on a bun, and you can have it
burgers.
Well done. Yep. Okay. Don't know what that is. Okay. Oh, I use this a lot because I get cold often, so when I go to sleep, I sometimes have 2 of them on
me. Blanket.
Yep. Okay. You also eat a lot of these with your burgers. They come on this. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
And llegó el de y quiero bailar. Wait. Okay. No, that's okay. He's also a singer. Like you have a lot of fun during this time. Like during the week, you work hard for the so you can
Money?
Have fun on the
ferry.
Pass. Okay. Not the Pacific, but the
Atlantic.
Yep. Okay. Not white, but
black.
Okay.
You got to give me that last one.
Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We're tied.
I think we're tied.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we don't have time for a tiebreaker, but that was Tragos. That was so much fun, you guys. Shout out to the girls over at Tragos, Caro and Aralis. I hope to see you guys soon. Thank you to my guests. Thank you to Kevin, Francesca, and thank you, Eddie, for coming on the Latinos Out Loud podcast. What a fun Dominican episode this was, just in time to really cap off Dominican Independence Celebration week. We need a month, by the way. Hey, government, maybe you can give us some more days, you know what I mean? And we also need a museum. I just want to say that, and I'm putting that out there. Hello, Smithsonian. Do you hear me? Holler. Okay, this has been another wonderful, robust, jam-packed episode of LOL. Be sure to follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud. Give us a call. No big whoop. 978-LATINOS is the number. Seriously, call us. 978-LATINOS. You can follow me at Rachel La Loca. Please go to thepit-nyc.com to cop your tickets for the hilarious show on March 9th. Please check out these amazing films being put out by amazing Dominican talent. Follow these people. Can you guys drop your handles real quick? Burn. Go ahead.
Kevin.Bencosme, BENCOSME at Instagram.
Francis.
You want to give out your social credit card numbers? Okay.
Good. Well, you can find me, Francesca Pujols, in Instagram, Miss Francesca.
And you can find me on IG, that is Instagram for the kids, at The Real Yankee Case, one word, The Real Yankee Case.
And, of course, you can follow me at Rachel La Loca, R-A-C-H-E-L, the Jewish way you spell it, La Loca, L-A-L-O-C-A. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, a.k.a. X, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on all of them. You know, just look for me. And thank you so much for tuning into another episode. Shout out to everybody who makes this show happen. Shout out to this network. Shout out to our new producer behind the camera.
Woman.
Yes! Thank you so much for being here. And to you, the LOLeros, for making this show really possible. Keep those reviews coming in. Keep those hearts. Like and subscribe, as the kids say. And on that note, we out.